KY-KO4-NUE. KI-4-DTY-KO4-NUE. NUE, no contact, I'm clear.
NUE-K4-OIM.
OIM, KO4-NUE. Hey, Walt, how are you, sir?
Placed the commode seat on my commode up there in my bedroom and cleaned my toilet up and cleaned my bathroom in general. I got to fix my daughter's bathroom. She says the commode stops the faucets on the in the shower, in the tub, the stems have been broken off. I gotta get all that fixed so her and my grandson will leave my bathroom alone, Chad.
Yeah, well, but I don't think that's gonna ever happen, whether it's fixed or not, you know. I don't think that's gonna happen.
After I, shut things down here. I went up there and my grandson done went to bed, but she was still awake. I asked her, I said, honey, after you went to work this morning, did you come back to the house for anything? She said, no, Daddy, why? I said, well, I've solved a 7-month-old mystery. And she said, Daddy, what? I said, I found out who's been pooping in my commode and not flushing it.
Caught red-handed, huh?
It seemed as he was asleep. I figured it was him. But I thought he had been getting the dog poop up and putting it in there. And it was my grandson. He won't admit up to it. He won't lie to me and just sit there and not say nothing. Yeah, I call him Chad. And by the way, thanks for bringing the recognition of all vets up last night. I really enjoyed that. I sat here, almost had tears in my eyes. And I started to say something about, I just hope it would be nice if no young men or women 18 years old had to see and do what we've done. But we've done that to keep our freedom, Chad.
Gee, everybody's done it so they don't have to do it. And that probably requires a little bit of grace on your part. And that's hard to do sometimes, but you know, that's just the way grace is. And you need to be able to show it even when it's hard. But yeah, I enjoyed the net last night. I need to apologize to Matt, I guess, because he got hit pretty hard last night as a net controller. You know, it wasn't my intent to really do that, I guess. I mean, it just kind of came his way, I guess. But he did a good job with it, I thought.
When you step up to be a NCS, you gotta be ready for that. Expect anything. But I'm sure it was all right with him. But I really enjoyed that. But it was amazing. I just don't know what to say. I guess it was like sort of like you being at Normandy. You think about all the men and women that has died to keep our freedom alive. It's just overwhelming, Chad.
Yeah, I get it. But I tell you what, I thought it was pretty interesting. There were 13 guys in there last night that I knew you were a veteran. I knew Gary was a veteran. I knew Tom was a veteran. But all those others just kind of threw me for a loop, you know. I had no idea.
The 13. How many of us volunteered? Not like nowadays, it's all volunteer. Back when I turned 18, you had to, well, you still got to register with the draft board, but back when I enlisted, it was all volunteer. I got there right at, from 66 to 70, right when the worst time the volunteer was, as far as Vietnam goes. But I didn't think twice about it, Chad.
I think that's about everybody, I guess, whether, you know, they did it on their own or they were voluntold. I guess in my eyes that doesn't matter. It just, you know, they did their duty and that's just the way it is. But you didn't hang around too long last night. We had a new station come in that's going to ask a bunch of questions. We put a call out there for you to answer some of the questions, but I expect he'll be visiting on Tuesday nights.
Down till Matt closed the net down, and I hadn't been sleeping too well, and I took one of my amphetamines, and it was all I could do to stay awake till he closed the net down. And about the time he closed the net down, as Miss Wendy would say, we had a real frog strangler up here on the lake, Chad.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, she's funny. She can really call a good net. She does a good job, and I hope she doesn't get mad at us for picking at her with the frog strangler thing. But every time it rains, I think of that and just laugh and laugh and laugh.
In the shack during the net, and it had started raining. It was a pretty good rain. And right when Matt closed the net out, boom, it come down. I jumped up, started unscrewing coax and shutting everything down. And I thought right then, I said, man, this is a frog strangler coming. I got to get to the house. Yeah, I think of Wendy every time we get one of them big gully washers like that, Chad.
Yeah, she does a good job, Walt. Really good job. But listen, bud, I'm going to step on out. I got to run into town and take care of some business right quick. But, yeah, we missed you last night. But if you got a pen, write this down for me. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-Ray Bravo, DXB. His name is Lloyd. I served with him in the military. And he checked in last night and actually asked a bunch of questions about antennas and radios. And he got real comfortable with it. But we kind of directed him to Tuesday nights. We told him he could ask a question anytime, of course. But Tuesday nights was a really good time to do that, too. So, KO4PXB. So when you call in that on Tuesday, excuse me, just be aware that he if you hear that call, there'll probably be some questions come in. Just want to let you know, K04NUE, K4OIM. Walt, I'll be 73 on your final, sir.
NUE, K4OIM. Yeah, I wrote his call sign down, his name here on my pad. I about used this old legal pad up, but I was at an auction up there in Greer a few months ago, and they were auctioning off a composition, spiral-bound composition notebooks. And I bought, I think, 20 of these things for $5. So I've got a lot of logbooks, Chad. If you need any, I'll be glad to give you a few of them. Well, go ahead and get your business took care of, Chad. I got to go up there and check on my grandson and make sure he ain't been in my bathroom. So I'll say 7-3 for now, Chad. I'll be listening for you tonight on the net. 7-3, buddy.